And now a glimpse into a possible brighter future for us. In China, people are finally emerging from their homes after 2 months of coronavirus lockdowns. NPR's Emily Fang went to a Beijing park where the sounds of the city are slowly returning, just in time for spring.
Xie Yuyin is hanging upside down from a tree when I first meet her in Beijing's Temple of Earth Park. She insists she's not dizzy upside down, then practices a few acrobatic twists and turns, all while hanging by her hands from the branches. Miss Xie tells me I'm young and just need practice. Then I too can be up at the branches with her. The 55-year-old canteen worker used to come to the park frequently. Then the coronavirus outbreak hit and she shut herself inside for 2 months, like hundreds of millions of other Chinese residents. But then the weather got warm these last few days and she needed to get out and move, she says. She just couldn't stay inside anymore. Beijing's parks are an oasis, a rare public space for people to ribbon dance, play checkers, and practice Tai Chi. But in January and February, they were deserted. More than 80,000 people across China were sickened with the virus and strict quarantine measures locked down villages and cities, including Beijing. Now, new case counts are dropping in China, and some quarantine restrictions are even being loosened. So Beijing's sun-deprived residents are turning out once again. The rhythmic thwack of Chinese hacky sack, or jianzi, is once again ubiquitous. Small groups carefully cluster more than a meter away from each other in the park, kicking the feathered jianzi to one another. A group of 70-year-olds is clearly the most expert. Their members unleash spinning kicks, deftly keeping the jianzi airborne. You need to move more, one of the players kind-heartedly advises me. She says jianzi, not medicine, healed her teammates' various ailments. A short walk away, under the eaves of a Ming Dynasty-style gazebo, 63-year-old Yang Jiangcheng is strumming a ran, an ancient four-stringed mandolin-like instrument. Mr. Yang tells me, you jam well with me, we play together. You jam better with another person, no problem. Mr. Yang has got some competition today. A troupe of singers sits near him, drowning out his strumming with operatic ballads. Du Xin looks wistfully at the troupe. She's a regular singer here at the park, but today she carefully stands a good 3 meters away and sings to herself through a face mask. Du Xin says she learned many of the songs by ear during the violent upheaval of China's Cultural Revolution during the 1960s and 70s, when politically sanctioned ballads were played on loudspeakers day and night. Today, she sings a more modern aria from the Chinese epic Dream of the Red Chamber. The song's about a sickly young woman gathering dying blossoms for burial. The lyrics are so tragic, but they're so beautiful, she says. Du Xin likes the emotional ballads the best because she says singing about difficult experiences gives her insight about herself. Emily Fang, NPR News, Beijing.